Mr. Flynn, the reporters are here.
Let him in, Butch. Okay, Roxy, act like a dummy. You sit on my lap and I'll do all the talking.
Mr. Billy Flynn sings the press conference rag. Notice how his mouth never moves. Almost.
Where'd you come from?
Mississippi.
And your parents?
Very wealthy.
Where are they now?
6 feet under.
But she was granted one more start.
The Convent of the Sacred Heart.
When'd you get here?
1920.
How old were you?
Don't remember.
Then what happened?
I met Amos, and he stole my heart away. Convinced me to elope one day.
A convent girl, a runaway marriage. Oh, it's too terrible, you poor, poor dear.
Who's Fred Casely?
My ex-boyfriend.
Why'd you shoot him?
I was leaving.
Was he angry?
Like a madman. Still, I said, Fred, move along.
She knew that she was doing wrong.
Then describe it.
He came toward me.
With a pistol.
From my bureau.
Did you fight him?
Like a tiger.
He had strength and she had none.
And yet we both reached for the gun. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, we both. Oh yes, we both, oh yes, we both reach for the gun. The gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, we both reach for the gun. For the gun.
Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, they both. Oh yes, they both, oh yes, they both reach for the gun. The gun, the gun, the gun. Oh yes, they both reach for the gun. For the gun.
Understandable, understandable. Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
How you feeling?
Very frightened.
Are you sorry?
Are you kidding?
What's your statement?
All I'd say is, though my choo-choo jumped the track, I'd give my life to bring him back.
And
stay away from
what?
Jazz and liquor.
And
the men who
what?
Play for fun.
What?
That's the thought that came upon me
when
we both reached for the gun.
Understandable, understandable.
Yes, it's perfectly understandable. Comprehensible, comprehensible. Not a bit reprehensible. It's so defensible.
Kisses, take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech to the hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts are, they make this wrong.
We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again, and just pretend that nothing ever happened.
Andy, my point is just this. Your body, when you eat more than it burns, it creates fat. Now, I would like for you to explain to me how it is that your body creates fat without you eating more than
you're burning. Many a boy worries about this.
Where does that come from?
I went walking this morning.
That's not the answer to the question.
Yes, it is, you stupid bitch! Don't you dare tell me that's not the answer! I will go off on your ass! Okay?
Oh, that should burn some calories at least. Go for it.
Oh, my.
It is an irregular flow of...
Did you hear me then?
Are you in your own room or do you share a room with mother?
I have my own fucking room, you stupid bitch! Sit on your face!
You're
making whale sounds.
Do you have water? Sewage treatment? Where did you walk, Andy? Where did you go on your walk?
Eat the bird, bitch!
How do you behave at home while the affair is going on? It's a tightrope, keeping two women happy. Well, if you're on the verge of divorce and that's why the affair began, then I don't have any rules of conduct to suggest. Things will come to a really smashing climax pretty soon, and you'll either go back home or start organizing a new one. But if this affair is just a delicious little interlude, and you know in your heart you're going to stay married, then I'd suggest the following. Do what you've been doing at home before the affair began. Don't go on a big sexy binge with your wife if that isn't normal, and on the other hand, don't cut anybody off without a supply at all if that isn't normal. If you've been an angel before, then of course you go on being an angel. And if you've been a rat, well, don't stop being a rat suddenly or it's going to be very suspicious. I don't have to tell you not to be a blabbermouth in your sleep and not to call the right person by the wrong name when you make love, because you're likely to die in bed and not peacefully. Never confess. Don't ever, ever confess. Just because you feel as guilty as an axe murderer doesn't necessarily mean you look like one. If you are found out and made to promise never, never to do it again, well, I guess you have to promise. I'd say your chances of keeping your promise are kind of slim. I don't think promises help much if you have it in your bloodstream to chase girls. I think the most faithful people are the ones who don't really have much of an urge to begin with. It's quite simple for them. It's just like the people who can do without chocolate bars and hot fudge sundaes. They don't really give much of a damn about them in the first place. As for managing family finances, when there's a new romantic way to spend your money, well, I guess you'll just have to save your lunch money. Any wife would get suspicious if you're suddenly siphoning off the grocery funds. And don't expect your paramour to be cooperative. I heard of one chap who told his girlfriend the $7 a week that he spent on their motel was working a real hardship on him, and she said the whole thing was beginning to work a hardship on her, and that was about the end of it. Maybe next time you'll be sensible and pick a rich girl or a married one who can contribute her own grocery money.
Let me hear it.
A lot of things are named after U.S. presidents.
Liftoff of Discovery.
There's the Kennedy Space Center and the Reagan National Airport, among the countless streets and public schools named after our top office holders.
But a sewage treatment plant? Well, voters in San Francisco are being asked to consider naming this one after President George W. Bush.
I just don't think it dignifies a response.
That's the White House's position. But as for the San Francisco organizers who dreamed up the idea...
So why a sewage plant?
It's representative of the quality of his thinking, his judgment, and his capability.
Okay, so that's that. That was fun, huh? This is Madge, and I'm a lesbian with food allergies. It sounds like that thing's going to pass, that measure. The sewage treatment plant, the George Bush sewage treatment plant. I think it's just one of the most wonderful things to happen in the... Probably since now. Probably since Jesus got the crucifixions. I don't know. Anyway, I said that a little bit Wanda-like. Anyway, there's the air and water show going outside, which is a big waste of fuel and life. Maybe one of them will crash on that neighbor of mine that tried to poison the dogs a couple years ago. That would be fun. Of course, it would probably end up blowing up my building as well, but as long as I'm home and I can rescue Trotsky, that's okay. It's worth it. So, hello, I'm a lesbian. Yeah, I am. I know, I put 15 minutes of blah, blah, blah before the show. Well, get fucking over it, Mary. Seriously, just get the Christ over it. Because it's my show. And quite frankly, there aren't enough of you that give a shit to make a difference in how I do it. And actually, that even if there were 10,000 people complaining, I wouldn't change a thing. Because then it wouldn't be my pogrom. It would be your pogrom, and fuck you. Except for people that give me money, of course. Unfuck them, unfuck them, unfuck them. I'm a lesbian with food allergies. My name is Madge Weinstein. The reason I'm doing it a program is because I thought it's the only way I can get some of this clutter out of my house, because I'll do stuff while I'm on the wireless microphone. Too still. Am I recording? Let's see. I have three vaginas, sometimes four. You can do that if you make little... You can put little... they're not a... What do you call that? They're like little bruches, little bridges in your lips. And separate your vagina. People think I'm kidding when I say I have three vaginas and sometimes six. Well, the reason it changes, the little dams, not dams, because then you think of dental dams, sort of like little stoppers, little tiny rubber bridges. I don't know how else, they look like staples, only they're rubber. And full dams. No, they're dams, I guess, because they really look like dams. And I put them in between my lips at different spaces, depending on the number of vaginas that I want. And then I get several, and that's how I get to be what I like to refer to as a six-cunt Sally. God, why do I have a headache? I feel like I'm hungover. So I went to David Serta's show yesterday, Eating Raoul. Of course, David didn't write it. Let's hear these fucking airplanes. Listen to this. Fucking airplanes. Vroom, 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 vroom. Oh, penises in the sky. Oh, fuck me. So anyway, back to the matter at hand. Today's a lips day, just vaginas. No serious talk. I'm just going to clean and babble. Babylon, sing my song. Ramble on, Led Zeppelin. Oh. So the... epic battle with the post office cunt in Hughes. It's still no mail. I've threatened to call Jan Schakowsky, my congressman, which I still will, Finna. And, right, I really just, yeah, it bugs me. It bugs me a lot. So I talked to the lady. I recorded it, but I don't want to play it because it's just boring and I'd have to edit it. It really, I didn't talk about prolapse like Cheryl. And I really enjoyed Cheryl's latest show. It made me loll all over while I was walking my dog, and I looked like a schizophrenic as usual. But Cheryl, why don't you play the recording from my friend Mrs. Bottingheimer? You said you would, you goddamn dirty bitch. But this show is not about hate. It's not even about the number of vaginas and clitorises. Maybe I'm just... I think I might be dehydrated now that I think about it. So today we have a yoga class. I love the yoga so much. It's one of the few things in my life that I enjoy and get fucked sideways. Oh, I ate myself out yesterday, speaking of yoga. I was actually able to eat my own cunt out. You know, and it's one of those things, you know, I know Cheryl, she's into the self-sucking and whatnot. But for her, it's easy with the lips, the prolapse hanging down. Like, for me, it's not as easy. Because I have, although I am old and rather sagging, I do, relatively speaking, have a normal old and woman's vagina postmenopausal. And, you know, it looks like it's going to be fun. But then you realize, oh, it's my vagina that I'm eating. What good is this? It's like weird. It's like there's some protection mechanism that as soon as you get your lips get to your other lips, you realize, big deal, this is my own vagina. And why? Oh, listen. Did you fucking hear that? Did you fucking hear that? I was in my kitchen. I was away from the window. Did you hear that fucking jet fighter bullshit? My God. Ugh, I hate this fucking air and water prolapse show. This is the first year I've been in town for in many years. Poor Trotsky's scared from it. Vroom! What bullshit. Meanwhile, you know, I don't get my mail. I can't get my mail, but I get a fucking jet flying over my house. Good lord. Ah. I wish I had energy. So this is the beginning. Okay, so maybe I'll just do shows until my house is ready to sell. How about that? I'll just do how? Just do shows? Maybe I'll do a lot of shows then. I'll do shows. Shows until my show is ready. I'm not going to tell you what happened with the post office. I already told that on Eat This Hot Show, which will probably be on very soon, eatthishotshow.com. Congratulations to Aunt Vera Charles of VeraSpeaks.com for becoming my first gay, my first friend to get gay married. I think it's great. But I'm jealous, you know, because I'm still single. In fact, this is, I wasn't going to talk about this, but I will. But I, do you know, I've been working on my vagina, trying to improve my life, myself, my soul, my bodice. Do you know I haven't, oh, here. You know, I'm going to stop myself. I'm not going to complete that thought. I'm not going to complete that thought. I'm not going to. Nope. You can guess what it is. But I'm not going to complete that. Why should I give any more information about myself away when I don't know nothing about you and... except for Mr. Gregory Thurston, who sent me the wax mold of his penis. Or will, anyway. He sent me some styrofoam... I forget the word, like polystyrene penis. He said, I suck this up my boyfriend's ass, and now look at it. It's a mold, and you can... He said, do you want one mattress at Shua? Uh-huh. Shua. I don't know if he's really going to say... Actually, did he write me back? Let me see. His name is Thurston Howell or something. Did I give out his name? Oh, oops. Well, you didn't hear it. All right, let's see. Let's see. Okay. What, another connection thing? Brian Place has a new service management system. That's just for his business. It's cool. Okay, let's see. What did Thurston Howell say? We'll just call him Thurston Howell. Madge... When are you typically on the Skypes? Well, I'm not typically on the Skypes, Gregory. I mean, Thurston Howell. I'm not, so sorry. Just mail me the thing. Oh, good luck with that, though. I won't get it ever. Mail it to my sister. Yeah, that'd be great. Mail it, let my sister get your penis in the mail. That would be fun. That'd go over really well with the kids. Christ. You know, what if people are sending me dildos and they're going to my sister's house? I think I have to duty. Lucky for you, audience. I think I have to fucking shit. First, I'm going to fill up this fucking dishwasher. You know, I'm trying to figure out how much grocery I'm spending. The Trader Joe's help. Here's another one. Listen, I'm at the kitchen. You hear that? Bullshit. I feel like I'm being fucking attacked. Isn't it enough? Don't they have enough countries to get... We're in Eat This Hot Show, and Vera said, oh, maybe they're looking for Iraq. Maybe they're lost. Anyway. Oh, God, I gotta duty this thing. I gotta push this thing on out of me. Oh, God, I gotta push this thing out of me, and I will. But first, I need to put some of these pieces of garbage into the place... Why do I let garbage just sit out? This doesn't make sense about me. I could just throw things away. Instead, I put it on the counter and the garbage is like 3 inches away. I'm making a glass tea. Ah, Jesus Christ. But at least I'm doing something. So then I'll head on over to the yoga parlor and then I'll go to my Seattle shopping business and check. Sit on my shelf. Silly. Why do I feel... No, I feel dehydrated. I'm a little woozy. Oh, God, I hope I'm not getting diarrhea. Well, we'll see in a few seconds, won't we? Let me drink some water. I do not want the diarrhea. No, I sure don't. Oy vey. Of course, I did have steel cunt oats this morning, Wonder Wisdom style with peanut butter, which is really gross. I don't know why I listen to her. Steel cunt oats with penis butter. Why the fuck did I do that? Peanut butter and oatmeal? Ugh. I guess she does it for the protein. Listen, again. Oh, that's great. Do you realize how much fucking fuel that's wasting? I mean, why? Ugh. I hate everyone and everything. It's a good thing I'm not fighting them. All right. I'll just use some. I take the green tea, the jasmine pearl, which is wonderful, and then I top it over with a tiny bit of a white tea. And today it'll be the. Some of this still work. Today it'll be the mandarin citrus. Mandarin citrus. Right. La 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 la. I think I'll just let the post office forget about me. Let everyone forget about me. You know, maybe it's a blessing. We don't know where you live. We can't get to you. You're fucked. Bye. Ha ha. Lipsy, Lipsy Russell. Lipsy, Lipsy Russell. Coming forth to carry me home. Coming forth to carry me home. Am I talking about anything yet? I hope that the signal reaches properly to the bathroom. Let's see, do I have full battery on both? Well, pretty good. Lieutenant Pickering, my Colonel Pickering, my dear Watson, oy vey. All right, so, oh, only 22 minutes. We've got lots more time together, you and me. Let's see. Okay, I'm gonna shit. Yeah, this is. Oh. Can you hear it? I'm in the bathroom. You can still hear the fucking planes. In the fucking bathroom. All right. Let's shit. I hope this isn't a RIA. I hope it's recording and I'm not getting interference. If you're getting interference and I didn't proofread it, then I'm sorry. Let's see. I'll look at this book. The 2008 Avid Resource Guide. Oh, my God. Oh, please come out of me. There's no fear that it's going to hurt, because I know it's mushy. Here. Oh, no, I'm not going to put the mic next to it. I spared you of that. Though I'm sure with some forensics you can hear it. The actual deuteris. What did Wanda call it? Deutipus? Detritus. Detritus. Oh, does that stink a lot? Yeah, that's oatmeal shit. I know the smell of oatmeal shit. Let's see. Avid Video Array. Unity Media Network. Support for high bandwidth fiber gigabit business. Scales from 40 to 4 terabytes storage capacity. Yeah, it smells good in a bad way. Let's see, Big Six Monsters, Big Visual Effects for Avid DS, Editor's Toolkit, Pro, oh, that's fascinating. Smells like a duty coming out of me, came out of me. Let's guess how hard this will be to wipe. I don't know how hard it's going to be to wipe. I don't know. It was funny, as an American and certainly critical consumerist person, I still have these constant drives, buy stuff. I always want to buy stuff. And of course, none of it is anything I need. But you know, I thought it was interesting. Yeah, I think this is interesting. Because I was looking online, because my yoga teacher says, you need a massage. So I was looking online to see massages. And I looked and the massages were like $100. And I don't know if that's with or without full vaginal release. It's relatively clean. Pretty good. And I don't know if it's with or without vaginal lip release, but the thing is, lapsy and gentlemen, that, oh, they're perfect. All clean. Wow, that was a big duty. Glad that done left me. Glad that thing done left. The thing is, yeah, so I was thinking, wow, $100. $150 for this one that looked kind of like it'd be a good thing, you know, including, you know, some extra business. And with the lips, a lip massage, you know how that goes with the lips. And I still feel a little woozy, though. So, anyway, it doesn't look like I got any spikes during the recording of From the Toilet. That's good. So, anyway, my lips. Lips. What lips? Now I don't know if the tea's done because I was dutying. Should have been enough time, I guess. Yeah, I think so. I mean, you could tell me, audience. You could tell me. We're bonded that way. But so the so I thought, well, you know, I think I've told you they have the iPod Touch refurbished ones for $199. And I thought, well, you know, that would be cool. But then, of course, they come out with a new one. And besides that, really, you know, it's, why, do I need it? Well, it would be nice to not have to schlep my laptop around everywhere so that I could read the news. But, you know, do I need it? No, of course not. But so then I look and I thought, well, you know, a massage I need probably about as much as the iPod Touch, right? But then I realize they're both touch, you know? They're both touch. The device, the materialist purchase, the device, the not animatronic, automatic, the, now what's the word? When something's not unanimated, there's a word for that, unanimated. My brain don't work right, especially when I'm dehydrated. I almost had it. Underanimated object. Object. Animated. Animated. Inanimate. 6 months later. Inanimate object. Inanimate. That's what I meant to say. Inanimate object. What about it? Oh, yeah, that they're both called touch. They're both around the same price. You know, I wonder, like, is this really a substitute for human touch? Probably, because I'm a pathetic person. Which brings me to the secret I didn't tell you, which isn't really a secret. Anyway, it just has to do with my summer sucking and things that haven't happened at all. Oh, wow. Matt Burgess, where are you? Why aren't you sending me any nice audio recordings? You're getting lazy on me, you little fuck. Matt Burgess, oh, do a show, Madge. Do a show. Okay, I do a show. Where's my audio recordings from Retarded Live Journal people? Ain't any. Anyway, I got a ticket to see Joanna Newsom next week by myself, of course. Because I have no friends, so that'll be fun. At least none that I like. So, no, just kidding. If anybody wants to meet me there, then who cares? Edit. That means, when I say edit, it means pretend that, scratch that from the record like a jury. Because I would edit it out if I wasn't extremely lazy. Which would require me also to have to listen to this pogrom, which I don't feel like particularly doing. Particularly. I made a movie called Particularly once. Okay, so I didn't have diarrhea. Now what? So I was thinking maybe I should be an optimist. Instead of assuming everything's bad, why not assume it's good, right? Why not assume good things are going to happen instead of bad? Why should I assume everything sucks? Why should I always dwell on bad things when I can dwell on good things, huh? Answer. One word. Judaism. Well, Cheryl Murkowski's available. I guess I should call her. Since I see her on there. Yeah, I might as well since I'm done. Oh no, but then I won't be able to clean. Never mind. Fuck you, Cheryl. Yeah, I can't finish cleaning if I call that ugly ass thing. Narrow escape from the lamps. From the lapse of that. Anyway. Okay. Oh, my degina. My deej. A degina is a deuterus, which is also a duty where your shit goes. It's a colon, basically. feel like I'm getting bored. I would end the show, but I have to finish putting these dishes away at least so I can get something done. I haven't watched the Olympics. I don't want to watch the Olympics. China bugs me, that's all. And I just feel like I can't support it by even watching it. But I'm also not mad at people that are, because I don't really care, you know? I mean, I do, but it's just, everything's just dumb. It's pointless to do anything with anything at all. It's pointless to have thoughts. I think I'm going somewhere with this. It's pointless to have thoughts because you can't do anything about anything anyway. It's pointless to do, to think. It's pointless to speak. It's pointless to do anything, but the world somehow moves, but nobody moves it. It moves itself because nobody does anything. It's all they, and who is they but they and not me? Which means, basically what I'm saying is, I'm pointing out that, yes, we can. It bothers me that Bicycle Mark told me, but that Howard Stern isn't supporting Obama. That bothers me. I support Obama. We. That's as far as it goes. I mean, how can you get excited about somebody who voted for FISA? You know what I mean? It's hard to. But then again, I do insist that you vote. Seriously, I mean it. I just can't sound excited. It's not really easy for me. But to have another Republican would be reverse brain. It would be like a lobotomy. I mean, it's just idiotic. And Obama's okay. He's just kind of sold out. We're so fucked. Anyway, life is great. What good is sitting alone in your room? Eating Raoul was so good. I can't wait to post some videos from it. It was a musical based on the movie. One of my favorite all-time cult movies. Boy, the way. Why is the water coming out this color? Probably poisoned. Yeah, why is the water coming out this color? I guess I'll just let it run. Huh. Let it run, let it run, let it run, let it run. Whisper words of wisdom, prolapse your vagina, twist your mouth. I still have a jar of peanut butter. Another jar of peanut butter. Peanut butter and jelly. I'm almost done, thank God. Here. Whisper words of prolapse. Lapse it be, Aunt B. I love Aunt B, not really. I think it's the airplanes that are making me sick. I think I'm getting... Can you get motion sickness from listening to airplanes? Probably. I have it. Oh, gosh. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be, E, F, G, let it be, Mrs. Beasley, let it be, Yeasley, whisper words of prolapse, let it be, let it be, let's be, let's be, whisper words of lesbine, let it be, Leslie be. By the way, if I put something in the beginning of the show, it's because to me that's more important than the rest of the show. So when I put music before me talking, it's because that's more important to me. So whatever. These shows are intended to listen to in sequential order, understanding that people will not necessarily complete them. That's understood. But the intention when I make these shows is not so that people will skip the beginning. Oh, cunt, rare. But whatever. Do what you want. Like, I care. Even though I do. Twice. Leslie B. Whisper words of wisdom. What do you want? Leslie B. Leslie B. Maybe I'll take a nap before my class. 3 o'clock, I can take a 1 hour nap, technically. Lots of sleep. Of course, that doesn't include the time it takes to program this program, put this up on the air, on the internets, and all that, and that, and that. Let it be, let it be. Whisper words of lips, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of lesbian, let it be. Lesbian. I haven't gone to the grocery downstairs in ages. It's so expensive. But I'm not saving money because the IRS gets everything in the world forever. Yeah. It's my own fault for not paying the fucking quarterly taxes. When I first started working for Pacha, I would put aside the right amount every month so that I would not have to worry about this. But then, right, I don't know, never mind. I don't want to talk about it. But I didn't actually pay it. I put it in savings. That's, I think, the problem. I wasn't paying it in advance. Hi, cutie. Did you forget your bowl? You can't find your bowl. Oh, there it is. There's your bowl. Yes. Shit. Where's the fucking bowl? Fucking bowl. That's the, I can't believe it's a girdle. I can't find my bowl sound. Did I tell you I ate myself out yesterday and it's, well, not very exciting, really. Yeah. I think I'll just start eating myself out on a webcam and make my money that way. Instead of podcasting, you know? Because that's more fun. Even though it isn't. Actually, neither one is really. Twice. Just remember, whatever it is, you get used to it. Sapphire plugins for Apple FX. Let's see. Whose vagina it belonged to? All right, scrotums. All right. Now, I'm not calling Cheryl. She's being punished for not playing the Bodenheimer. Maybe Vera could come on. That would be good. I've been trying to get her on the show for ages, but I just talked to her on the program. And they eat this hot show. Yeah, not now. Later, Vera. I need to get this cleaning done, and then I'm just going to end the show. I don't need a fucking epic, you know? I'm starting to get a headache. I hope I'm not getting sick. Sick with lips. Sick with lips. Okay. There that goes. Boy, is this gross. So at this rate, in 3 years, maybe I'll be able to sell this fucking house. Ah! Move to where pompous assholes live. France. Let's see. Okay. Right. Okay. I'm just sponging it all down. Sponging down things so that I can eat myself out on the counter and be that clean. Yeah, I'll just eat myself out. Who needs a girlfriend when you can eat yourself out and have it taste like rubber lips? Bleach. Bleached lips. Bleached lips. That would be a fun thing to do. I think I'll bleach my lips and then go buy an iPod Touch. Shove it up my lips. That would be fun. That would be intimate. That would be great. That would be great. Is this my positivism? My newly discovered positivism? Everything's coming up roses. Go fuck yourself. Not really. Yes, really. Not really. Yes, really. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, what do you do when it's dessert sharing time at a restaurant and you have to share your dessert with somebody who may have diarrhea? Miss Manners, Miss Girly Brown, what do we do? What is the proper way? Probably just say, I'm full, right? Then you deprive yourself of cake instead of, you know, you got the runs. Maybe you shouldn't eat the cake. And plus you got no teeth. You know what I mean? Sorry, that was Pat. I don't know what I'm talking about. Let it be, let it be. Leslie be, Leslie be. Whisper words of wisdom in your mom. Is that clean? Sure. It's clean enough. Clean as it ever were. In the end, I may decide to switch the program back and forth where the music starts and whatnot. I don't know what's going to happen in any case. Shalom.
Dr. Listwood, I didn't marry a finger. Well, I know that. You didn't marry a penis either.